December 6th through the 12th. The Articles of Faith and Official Declarations 1 and 2. We believe. Prayerfully read the Articles of Faith and Official Declarations 1 and 2 and seek the inspiration of the Holy Ghost as you plan a meaningful learning experience for class members on Sunday. Invite sharing. You could invite class members to complete the following statement. I am glad I read the scriptures this week because blank. Teach the doctrine. The Articles of Faith. The Articles of Faith contain foundational truths of the restored gospel. Here's a way to help class members share what they found especially meaningful in the Articles of Faith. You could write the numbers 1 through 13 on the board and ask class members to write next to the numbers something they learned from the corresponding article of faith. What difference do these truths make in our relationship with our heavenly parents and Jesus Christ? Perhaps class members can share how the articles of faith have enhanced their gospel study or helped them share the gospel with others. Articles of Faith, Chapter 1, Verse 9. Official Declarations 1 and 2. The Church of Jesus Christ is guided by revelation. Why is continuing revelation important to us? Invite class members to share their feelings about this question. Class members could also discuss how the principle of continuing revelation relates to Official Declarations 1 and 2. This week's outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families suggests helpful resources related to these revelations. What do we learn from Official Declarations 1 and 2 about the role of revelation in guiding the church? See also Articles of Faith, Chapter 1, Verse 9, and the statement by President Gordon B. Hinckley in Additional Resources. What other examples of continuing revelation can class members think of? How do these revelations influence our lives and help us build Heavenly Father's kingdom? Consider inviting class members to review Official Declarations 1 and 2 and to share something from these revelations that might help someone who is struggling to accept a recent policy change, revelation, or church doctrine. How have class members learned to trust in God when they are struggling with something in the church? How did their study this week strengthen their faith that the Lord is leading His church? The insights from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf in Additional Resources could also help. Additional Resources. The Spirit of God was there. President Gordon B. Hinckley was serving as a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles when the revelation described in Official Declaration 2 was received. Years later, he described his experience. Quote, "There was a hallowed and sanctified atmosphere in the room. For me, it felt as if a conduit opened between the heavenly throne and the kneeling, pleading prophet of God who was joined by his brethren. The Spirit of God was there. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, there came to that prophet an assurance that the thing for which he prayed was right, that the time had come, and that now the wondrous blessings of the priesthood should be extended to worthy men everywhere, regardless of lineage. Every man in that circle, by the power of the Holy Ghost, knew the same thing. It was a quiet and sublime occasion. No voice audible to our physical ears was heard. But the voice of the Spirit whispered with certainty into our minds and our very souls." End quote. See Priesthood Restoration, Ensign, October 1988. It's natural to have questions. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf said the following to those who have doubts about church history or doctrine. Quote, "It's natural to have questions. The acorn of honest inquiry has often sprouted and matured into a great oak of understanding. There are few members of the church who, at one time or another, have not wrestled with serious or sensitive questions. One of the purposes of the church is to nurture and cultivate the seed of faith, even in the sometimes sandy soil of doubt and uncertainty. Faith is to hope for things which are not seen, but which are true. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, my dear friends, please, first, doubt your doubts before you doubt your faith. We must never allow doubt to hold us prisoner and keep us from the divine love, peace, and gifts that come through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. End quote. See, Come Join With Us, Ensign Orleahona, November 2013. See also Lawrence E. Corbridge, Stand Forever, Brigham Young University Devotional, January 22, 2019. speeches.byu.edu. Improving our teaching. It's okay to say, I don't know. While you should try your best to help class members answer their questions about the gospel, the Lord doesn't expect you to know everything. When you don't know how to answer something, admit it. Then point your learners to revealed doctrine and bear sincere testimony of what you do know. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 24.